Does this win?
No. Everyone ready?
What do you have?
Foreshadow.
It's a ghost in the machine, man.
Toss up. Note to players, one particular description is acceptable. This person is the less famous subject of a double biography by Ginger Strand, which describes how one of this man's colleagues at the House of Magic gave a story idea to H.G. Wells that was turned into a novel by a different author entirely. This author recalls traveling with this person to his Uncle Alex's funeral in a prologue that repeats the refrain, "Hi-ho," and compares life to the films of Laurel and Hardy. This man won an Ig Nobel Prize for the paper Chicken Plucking as Measure of Tornado Wind Speed. He worked at General Electric with Irving Langmuir, who inspired a fictional character who is the father of the diminutive newt and inventor of a dangerous substance called Ice-9. But not by famous scientist who discovered that silver iodide could be used...
Vonnegut's brother.
Yes.
That's a great joke.
Toss up. Oliver Morgan's study of this phenomenon in the works of Shakespeare contains a close reading of when Bolingbroke apostrophizes his rival Mowbray in Richard II. Sachs, Schlegoff, and Jefferson published a key paper titled A Simplest Systematics for the Organization of This Practice that defined constructs like TCUs that are governed by rules like self-selection. Stivers et al. Found that this procedure, this process involves average FTOs as short as 7 milliseconds, indicating that it involves prediction, since encoding a new word takes around 600 milliseconds. Deborah Tannen showed that the timing of this phenomenon varied by region using recordings she made of dinner parties. It doesn't have to do with attention, but software such as Zoom has attempted to facilitate this practice with features such as hand raising. Brennan Bites named this practice in conversations.
Gesture recognition?
No. When participants switch off who is speaking.
Turn taking?
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, great joke.
That's right.
Shakespeare clue.
Yeah. That's wild. I mean,
you guys haven't read Turn Taking Shakespeare? Toss up three. This historical event is shown through clips of gay pornography in a video art piece by William E. Jones. A book that predicted this event promises this discussion should have the same interest that a fish would have for an ichthyologist if it suddenly began to talk. In a podcast interview, the Eurythmics musician David Stewart reported that a leader involved in this event told him that the TV show Dallas played a major role in it. A Britannica.com article on the causes of this event cites the opening of a McDonald's location that was visited by 30,000 people, including a young Jason Statham, on its first day. Pope John Paul II. Operation.
A fall of the Soviet Union.
Yes. 10. Toss up 4. In a painting from the vestibule of the house of the Vitii in Pompeii, Priapus holds one of these objects in his right hand and also touches that object with his enormous penis. A man in a green turban holds one of these objects in his left hand while seated next to his wife, who is paging through an illuminated manuscript in a painting.
Is it a pipe?
No. In a painting set in Antwerp, one of these objects is held by a man in red who sits next to a mirror revealing a couple on a Bruges street in a painting originally thought to be of Saint Eligius. The title man holds one of these objects in the aforementioned Petrus Christus painting, possibly depicting an engagement. These devices are frequently held by the subjects of portraits of goldsmiths and moneylenders. For net points, name these objects used to weigh money.
Scales.
Yes.
Yeah.
Note to players, two specific words required. The artist Joe Coleman gave a performance where he gave these two names to a pair of live mice and then bit their heads off after bursting through a screen with exploding fireworks attached to his chest. A performance in which Rafael Montañez Ortiz shouted these two words before vomiting inspired Arthur Janouve to develop primal scream therapy. As the young man performs calisthenics, a pair of characters with these names deposit in...
It's like Mommy and Daddy.
Power.
Good job.
Oh, that wasn't that toss-up.
Which, oh, that was? Okay. that was buzzing on like Albie.
Yeah. Toss-up 6. Richard Harding Davis, the model for the Gibson Man, wrote an essay defending this friend of his against accusations of being a satyr. Journalists who covered the aftermath of this man's death, including Dorothy Dix, were derogatively called sob sisters. Thomas Edison recorded and released a Nickelodeon short based on this man's death just 1 week after he died. This man's killer later tried to bribe the family of the assault victim, Frederick Gump. This man supposedly had a green painted room containing a red velvet swing used.
White?
Yes, 10. Stanford Way, the architect. Toss up seven. A couplet that rhymes inflected forms of these two words immediately follows the statement that one of these concepts bears it out even to the edge of doom. These two words are rhymed in a couplet beginning "We die and rise the same" at the end of the third stanza of John Donne's The Canonization. Inflected forms of these two words are rhymed in a couplet that declares "If this be error, I never writ" from Shakespeare's Sonnet 116. These words are rhymed in the first couplet of a poem that describes fineries like fair-lined slippers for the cold and a belt of straw and ivy buds. That poem, which begins by rhyming these two words, promises "I will make thee beds of roses" and says "We will s-."
Is it love and prove?
Yes.
Good job.
Toss bait. A book written for these people blatantly plagiarized an article by Arthur Alcott Carlyle, though the authors conveniently skipped Carlyle's section on the importance of giving credit. In a novel written for these people, a scout troop's single-file hike is slowed down by a boy named Herbie, providing an epiphany that allows Alex Rogo to interpret the cryptic advice of the physicist Jonah. The novel written for these people is titled The Goal and introduces... and introduce Elihu M. Goldratt's theory of constraints. Spencer Johnson wrote a book for these people in which mice named Sniff and Scurry react more calmly than humans named Hem and Hall to the disappearance of their food supply in a maze. For that point, name these professionals who are the target audience of fables like Who Moved My Cheese?
Teachers?
No. Business people are managers.
Managers, yeah. I could not remember exactly. It was like clearly...
Like supply chain. Tosm 9. We hear this sound as the camera tracks through Rosie's apartment at the very beginning of the first segment of Mario Bava's horror anthology film Black Sabbath. This sound gets gradually louder as the credits roll over a shot of a sorority house, leaving it uncertain whether Billy will kill the final girl Jess at the end of Black Christmas. This sound interrupts the roughhousing of the high school friends Masimi and Tomoko in the first scene of the film directed by Hideo Nakata. The sound overlaps the scream accompanying the title card of the very beginning of Scream at the beginning of a sequence in which Steve is killed because Drew Barrymore's...
Is it a phone ringing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Toss up 10. Note to player, specific term required. In a 1942 essay, Robert Penn Warren wrote that poetry wants to have this quality, but poems do not. Dozens of tracts were published by a reformist society named for this quality that was founded on the initiative of Robert Bridges. Poetry with this quality built a system of reciprocal relations, according to Paul Valery, whose advocacy of this quality and poetry was influenced by Poe's The Poetic Principle. The term naked poetry was an alternate term used by Juan Ramon Jimenez for poetry with this quality. This word describes a ray serene that is mentioned in Gray's Elegy written in a country churchyard. In a poem by Tennyson, Sir Galahad boasts of having the strength of 10 people because my heart has this quality. For example, name of this term often used for poetry that is unsullied by messages or narrative.
Is it true?
No.
Abstract.
Pure.
Oh, that's fine. I didn't know it until later.
11. A Thomas Musgrave Joy painting depicts several shirtless men pleading for help from one of the most notable women in this profession, Grace Darling. The only woman who still works in this profession in the U.S. is named Sally Snowman. Mary and Candace Clifford wrote a book about women in this profession, which women often inherited from male relatives, despite not being allowed to wear the standard brass button uniform of men on this job. A member of this profession named Ida Lewis was celebrated as the heroine of Newport. People in this job were named Wickies. A film shot in an unusual 1.19 to 1 aspect ratio has a scene where a character in this job creates...
It's a lighthouse keeper?
10.
Oh, shit.
Toss up 12. An ongoing series of this many lectures titled Spending the War Without You is being delivered by Laurie Anderson throughout 2021. A collection of this many essays examines an anachronism in The Three Musketeers in the section The Strange Case of the Rue Servandoni, and analyzes Gerard de Nerval's Sylvie. Holders of the Charles Eliot Norton Professorship of Poetry traditionally deliver this many lectures. A series of this many lectures, the last of which was planned to be about...
Five.
No. was left undelivered because of the author's death and covers topics like quickness and lightness. For points, give this number of walks in the fictional woods in an Umberto Eco lecture series, which is also the number of memos for the next millennium described in an Italo Calvino title.
Six.
Yes.
I mean, I guess I should have listened to the question more.
All right, 20, 65 at the top.
I have
55
for
that. So
10, 20, 30, 25, 40.
65
is right.
Okay. 12, 13, note to players, first and last name required. A novelist.
Wait, what?
First and last name required.
A novelist with this name published very slightly altered editions of her novel Thaddeus of Warsaw to make money because she didn't own the rights to the original edition. A novelist with this name was a friend of Walter Scott, who wrote the pioneering historical novel The Scottish Chiefs. This is the maiden name of the daughter of a professor from Baltimore named Archimedes. That character with this maiden name has a son named Jack, who adopts the name Korak, meaning killer. A woman with this maiden name is protected from the dangers of the jungle by John Clayton, the Viscount of Greystoke, who is raised by apes. For 10 points, give this first and last name of the main love interest of Tarzan.
Jane, what's it?
Jane
Paulson.
Pause.
Jane Smith.
Jane Porter.
Yes.
14. This medium was used for the months-long performance Excellences and Perfections by Amelia Ullman, which is often described as a hoax. Handwritten notes from various people in the art world are incorporated into a long-term project using this medium by the curator Hans Ulrich Obrist. Works that were originally displayed in this medium were blown up and displayed on gallery walls in the series New Portraits by the appropriation artist Richard.
Instagram.
Yeah. 10.
30.
15. In a 1988 British TV program titled For These Structures, Gerard Scarfe traveled the country partially by elephant. The Grove Dictionary of Arts entry on these structures uses as an illustration Racine de Monville's riff on a broken column at the Désert de Retz. A tower named for Sir Edward Watkin and commonly referred to as one of these structures would have stood 45 meters taller than the Eiffel Tower had it ever been completed. An alliterative phrase containing this term refers to structures built during the Irish potato famine to provide work for the needy without giving them them work on projects of actual value. This word, which is five letters in the singular, refers to decorative and whimsical structures often found in English gardens. For 10 points, name the synonym for foolishness, which can also refer to opulent theatrical reviews. One.
Follies.
Yes. Up 16. A poem whose title starts with this word begins, "When I feel her jump up and dance, I hear the music, my God," and it's about the speaker's nappy hair. The opening section of the collection Two-Headed Woman includes several poems whose titles start with this word, including one describing objects that don't fit into little petty places.
And homage.
10, or
good
15.
Job. Good job.
That's
homage to my hips.
Toss up 17. According to a popular but apocryphal story, one of these events inspired Brahms to write his transcription of Bach's Chaconne. A composer's notebook calls one of these events his first real defeat in life, and it notes that it inspired the composition of his Piano Sonata No. 1 as a cry against fate, against God. Eric Sams has questioned the conventional story that one of these events was a result of using a device made from a cigar box. One of these events supposedly took place while a composer trying to compete with a conservatory classmate obsessively practiced Liszt's Reminiscences de Don Juan and Balakirev's Islamay. For 10 points, what type of event ruined both
practicing too much on the piano, practicing too hard, injuring your hand?
Yeah, that's what I want.
That's true.
10 points. Scriabin and Schumann. Note to players. Description acceptable. One advocate of this cause collected his writings in 40 years' correspondence between geniuses of both sexes and James Elphinstone. Treasury Secretary Lyman J. Gage served on the board of an Andrew Carnegie-funded organization, advancing this cause that was supported in an executive order from Theodore Roosevelt, but opposed by a unanimous House resolution. One of the most successful implementations of this non-religious cause built on the ideas of George D. Watt and was widely used at the University of Deseret. An advocate of this cause likely made a clerical error to produce the ha-ha-hung reversal in a system that also included a naming dot and which was used in some editions of Androcles and the Lion. But upon this cause,
it's like spelling.
That's right.
Yeah.
Toss up 19. Edmund Blunden's statement that this novel is one of the three greatest English language tragedies is largely responsible for this novel's popularity in Japan, since two of his students translated it into Japanese. Judith Pascoe's On the Bullet Train with this book's author examines this novel's enduring popularity in Japan. In a novel based on this book, a fictionalized version of the author learns the story of Taro Ozuma, who has an affair with Yoko Utagawa. That adaptation of this book is Mine Mizumura's A True Novel.
Yeah. Wuthering Heights.
Power.
Nice.
Toss up 20. Frank Ramsey's paper Facts and Propositions uses the example of one of these animals who avoids eating a poisoned caterpillar to exemplify one meaning of the word belief. W.V. O'Quine's only published work of fiction is titled for this type of animal. The statement that one of these animals has three legs is one of the paradoxes of Gongsun Long from the School of Names. Proponents of semantic externalism...
Cats?
No. Often use the example of experts who can reliably sort these animals by sex but cannot explain the criteria they use to do so. Plutarch's essay, The Symposiacs, is the original source of an enduring little question concerning these animals. In response to Plato's definition of a man as a featherless biped, Diogenes presented Plato with a plucked one of these animals for 10 points, named the animal, which in a classic causality dilemma can came either before or after the... Yes. Toss up 21. Note to players, description acceptable. In the conversation that inspires this speech, the character who delivers the speech describes a covering that resembles a tapestry of flowers woven by the hand of spring. The speech begins with a command to restrain this wild rage, this fierce condition of the mind, this proud ambition. The speech describes how death dissolves the pride and estate of a king before asking who would wish a crown to take. The speech describes an experience which is but a madness and a thing that seems a mirage that falsely gleams. A conversation with Clotaldo inspires this soliloquy, which is delivered by a man who has been imprisoned by his father, King Basilio. But I'm pointing out about the soliloquy delivered by a prince of Poland that provides the title of...
Life is a dream.
Yes. 22. Many of these workers were laid off after their employer left 601 West 29th Street in Chelsea and moved to a much smaller location, switching to a more automation-driven model. At the beginning of the documentary, The Price of Everything, these workers are seen in the background as their employer is interviewed about his work. Several articles have pointed out that these people are typically paid just $21 an hour by the former Wall Street commodities broker who employs them. Around 100 of these people were employed to make copies of classic paintings, to which their employer added blue glass baubles called gazing balls. These people used a paint-by-numbers technique to create works like the Celebration series for an artist who described himself as basically the idea person.
People who work for Jeff Koons.
Yes.
Okay.
I was like...
He's a good
friend. Toss out 23. The apparent death of a member of this profession named Earl Koenig is the subject of a 2002 novel that sparked a public debate about anti-Semitism. That novel by Martin Walser fictionalized Germany's preeminent member of this profession, Marcel Reichranitzky. A member of this profession is revealed to actually be the result of a college prank gone too far in a satirical essay by Colin McEnroe. Edmund Caldwell ran a hilariously specific blog attacking a member of this profession, whose title started with the word contra. That member of this profession is parodied in an essay that says that the statement, the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog, both insists upon itself and points to the greater mysteries. That Colson Whitehead essay parodying a member of this profession is called...
Like a literary scholar? Like some professor of literature?
Or prompt.
Someone who reviews books.
For sure, that's what I want.
James,
literary critic. I should also note that in fact-checking an earlier version of this question, James Wood responded to an editor's email stating, "I can honestly say, without bragging, that I am considerably better drummer than Carl Ove Nasgard." Templates. Toss of 24. Helena Wittman's film Drift ends with a clear allusion to the ending of this film. The director superimposed this film upon itself to make a 15-minute version for those who don't have the time. This film features the final appearance of the walking woman motif that the director used in various media during the 1960s. Among the four human events that take place in this film are a pair of women listening to Strawberry Fields Forever and a man played by Hollis Frampton suddenly collapsing. This film's soundtrack includes a sine wave that gradually increases in frequency as a sonic counterpart to the 45-minute-long zoom that takes up most of this film and ends with a close-up of a photograph of the ocean.
Is it blue?
No. Yeah. Name this seminal 1967 structural film by Michael Snow.
Picture?
Wavelength.
Wavelength, oh, that's right.
Man. He's like, he's Canadian, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think
I
he's
feel like that.
Yeah. It's Snow, so he must
be. That's it, that's it, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
good.
Sorry.
Good game.
Good game.
Good game.
Yeah, 55, 125. Mm-hmm.